to Daily Talk Show, episode 409.
What's happening, guys? What's going on?
G'day, Gronks.
I can't stop looking at Mr. 97.
Why?
Thinking, what will he look like when he's platinum blonde?
I mean, if you're not on Instagram, you'd have no idea about what's gone down.
You might just think I've got a weird mind.
Mate, I had no idea what was going down either.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I posted a photo last night of my bleach blonde hair from 2003.
How old were you there?
12. August 2003. I turned 13 in September.
So I like to do something where it's a bit of a game with Bodie. I show him your flashback photos to see if he knows who it is.
He's like Google Photos.
Legit, the one where you're standing and you were probably 19, mm-hmm. heaviest you've ever been on the beach in Thailand.
Yes.
He said, I don't like this one.
Did he know it was me though?
No, he couldn't.
He couldn't pick it.
I said, Brody, who's this? And he says, I don't like this one.
Yeah, well, Bray didn't like my glasses either.
I showed him the photo of you, the little blondie.
And did he know?
Didn't know.
Of course.
You're so cute. You're fucking so such a cutie.
I had bleach blonde hair.
Did you get a packet mix from the chemist?
Yeah. Mum would have gotten it from like Priceline or something.
Okay.
And it stunk of like chemicals.
Oh, just yeah.
Just burning.
It's actually amazing they let young people buy this shit. Mm. But it is all the rage colouring your hair these days. Anyway.
What do you mean? These days?
These days. It's again, like look at your mate, the comedian Simon Taylor.
Yeah.
He's got bright pink hair. I think you got to go blonde and then dye it pink. Like his hair's done.
I had blue hair once. I wish I had photos of the blue hair. That was a crazy time. But anyway, so I posted this photo mainly because TJ was like, mate, what are we posting tonight? And I was like, leave it to me.
Yeah.
And so I
got – Baby Josh always gets the likes.
The bleached hair. I had this one in the bank, put it out, and the people loved it. Thank you, Gronks. But in the excitement of the whole thing, lots of comments coming through. And I was like, there's a great level of engagement for effort, low effort, high engagement,
yeah, great.
Which is what you want. Yep. This is my equivalent of Gary Vee was saying that women have been messaging him and saying, is it okay to post bum and boob shots?
Well, they're saying, I can't, you know, I post about food and health and I get 4,000 likes, then I post my bum or boobs and it gets 15,000 likes. And I
bum
can't
or boobs is funny, isn't it?
And I can't stop. I can't stop. Well, Josh can't stop doing flashbacks.
So
of
this
him.
Is the closest thing I have is flashbacks. This is my equivalent of a titty shot, let's be honest. And so it's I then doubled down and I left a comment, which I was expecting, to be honest, not to really go anywhere. Mm. But the comment was, 50 likes on this comment and Mr. 97 will bleach his hair like this.
Oh, you're a dirty little cheap prick, aren't you? Like 50 is so low. Like 50 is you're just like, we're just going to, it's going to happen. Like,
well, it actually didn't, it shows you how much I don't really
have faith in our social media accounts. Yeah, well, I get it.
I was really, should I have said 100?
No, but to be honest, when anyone ever does these, like if I get this many likes, they usually put the bar really high. So the point is to gain a heap of traction.
How many comments, how many likes have you got on a single comment before?
Me?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have a clue. I haven't tried. I don't know. It seems like a weird – so I was like, are you talking about the photo? I just kind of came in and out and I got it. You commented on your own photo.
Do you agree? It was very fucking clear what you had to do.
Yeah, it was clear. It was just the lowest barrier to entry we've done on anything to do with the show.
Yeah, but I liked it.
But sorry,
guys. It's going to have the biggest payoff.
Yeah, and so the point is you've done the opposite of what you meant to do with those like.
So what should I have said? 10,000 likes?
1,000. I mean, it would have been – that's 98% of our audience on Instagram. Yeah, sure. Amazing engagement, but you went 50. And you achieved more than 50.
85.
Okay. 85 is spoken. I mean, 100 would have been a great number. I mean, you nearly got there.
If you are listening now, just go onto our Instagram, The Daily Talk Show, find the photo of
Funny Boy,
12-year-old Funny Boy. Scroll down, find the comment where I say if it gets, 50 likes.
And what? So if it gets 50 likes, Mr. 97 will bleach his hair blonde.
And so the thing was that as soon as it started creeping up, past 25, I was a bit panicked because I was like, we can't have another promise.
Not fulfilled.
Yeah, not fulfilled.
I know.
But then I saw a comment from Mr. 97 that said at Jem K. Watts, how long will this bleach hair take to fix? Which I resent that you said fix. There's nothing wrong with it. It wasn't the style that I was going for. But then I was like, oh, this was the equivalent of when I was a kid. Yeah. If my parents said maybe, it was a yes. Okay. And so I took this as, oh, he's going to bleach his hair. So then I got Bree to do an Instagram story. I was regramming stuff. Karen was on the case.
Yeah, thanks, Karen. And you still hadn't spoken to Mr. 97 actually.
At that point, no. At that point. But I ended up calling him.
Oh, you did. You got excited.
Yeah.
Well, just before we go any further, I remember my sister-in-law when she was young, maybe 20, mm-hmm. and I was a wee little pup.
How old would you have been?
Oh, she's 4 years older than me, so whatever, 20. I was still a young teenager, still just, you know, misbehaving. But she,
20, I remember
16. She came home and her scalp was pink, like her scalp was burnt. She'd been to the hairdresser as well, and it was bad. It was bad. So what I'm just saying is we just got to proceed with caution. Continue,
well, I think
Josh.
HB Instagrammed us and said that there was a specific one, which I think what she's talking about is like an all-natural one potentially.
Yeah. Look, if there's anyone out of all of us, Mr. 97 has the strongest hair. It's thick. I mean, Josh is closer to losing it than he is.
Yeah, absolutely. I reckon if I was in the room when it was when Mr. 97's hair's getting bleached, I think I'd lose my hair. I think just the fumes would set it off.
I don't – like we're done. Like if we do it, I'll then cut it and it'll be shitty and it'll be short. And yeah, we've done that to our hair. Could so Mr. 97, have you done anything to your hair ever?
No, never. No,
I mean, it's
nothing.
In pristine condition with all that coconut oil you're putting in, buddy.
We couldn't just stitch him up and put bleach amongst the coconut oil.
I had these sick, you know how I said I've had a few sick fucking thoughts when I was young?
What does that mean?
Oh, I had some sick thoughts just about, you know, it's like I said, you've got a monster inside your head, but you don't act on the things that the monster thinks. Anyway, one of them was, which is pretty, this is pretty tame. I was like, imagine going to house parties. Back in the day, we used to go to a lot of house parties. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't know really the people who live there, but you've been invited, friend of a friend. Anyway, it just was this, some were open houses. But I was like, imagine if I just brought a thing of bleach and I got their shampoo and I just poured bleach into the shampoo container. And then just put it back in, put three of them. So imagine that. Like, I can't believe that. That prank hasn't been done a bunch more. Yeah. I mean, there's probably a whole YouTube channel. Like, there'd be so many YouTube videos of, like, the bleach prank on my mate.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, when you're bleaching your eye. Oh, you don't want it in your eyes. It's dangerous. Don't do that shit.
People bleach their assholes.
Yeah, I know.
Did I actually say Mr. 97's head in the post? Or did I say Mr. 97 would...
Oh, yeah, so you didn't specify what he bleached.
50 likes on this comment and Mr. 97 will bleach his hair.
Okay.
So real good.
Yeah. So how are you feeling
about
it?
I prefer my arsehole bleached.
We could do it simultaneously.
We've got to go to LA if we want that. That's where you get your arsehole bleached.
Okay.
Kanye West sings about it in one of his songs.
Yeah. Anyway. And so how do you feel, 97? What was your thought process? You're at the gym, I believe.
Yeah, I was about to hop in the sauna, and I saw the comment. I saw you tag me in the comment, and then I posted like an Instagram story, and then I hopped in the sauna, and then I got out, and I saw your text message and call and stuff.
How long was the sauna?
I did three rounds at like 10 minutes.
That's 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 minutes to really think it, just say goodbye to you.
So, what did you think?
The only problem I have with it is I'm worried about the chemicals, not the color.
What do you mean? There's women that color their hair, men that color their hair every single day around the
and
world.
And their hair is cooked after it. It breaks and goes like whack.
Not from one.
It's just so your hair.
Have you read how it happens? Like the chemicals, like opening
shit up. I bet you
have,
haven't you? What have you found?
I was just like looking at it, like in the morning, just like it opens up like cuticles and shit.
Do you reckon
and,
that's why I've got folliculitis?
It takes out melanin or something like that.
You don't even need melanin. I've never heard of it.
Bree dyes her hair, doesn't she?
Nah,
she doesn't.
No.
Fuck, Bree, you got grey hair, grey colour. Anyway, I was just remembering that time we did the Bree went to get her hair cut and then we picked her up. And we all made a pact that we'd make
no colour.
We'd make separate
compliments
and see she if loved she it. And we'll very over the top.
And was 3D Dill the hair then?
No, I think that was the day that,
that was the day we went and picked him up. The three of us. Yeah. And so Mr. 97 led with the charge as soon as...
Great hair, bro.
A little bit of prompting.
and so, okay, the chemical stuff...
Yeah, I know. Like, but I think there's too many people doing it. What are you saying? What's the result? Like,
are you never going to clean the bathroom because of chemicals?
What do you, I mean, what chemical? I don't use chemicals in the bathroom.
Okay.
What are you talking about?
Doesn't clean the bathroom. But so you, I think there's enough people doing it that it's not the end of the world. Like, you're not going to, your hair's not going to,
we
like,
you think about girls who do this. Up smoking, fuck.
I know, jeez.
And so.
You get it done in, you know, professional environment, or at least someone professional. I could imagine someone like Gemma Watts could definitely. Do it
Queen
for
Gronk.
You. Queen Gronk.
If Queen Gronk was doing it. And we find the most natural. We can give you a fucking mask so you're not breathing any of it in.
Yeah, an air filter, like a purifier. Yeah, great. No, I'll do it.
You'll do it.
I'll do it.
Well, that was
yes!
And so next steps from here. I mean, have you spoken to your mum about it?
Yeah, she said no.
What did your mum say no? What, mum? He's over 18.
No, she was jumping on the chemicals and that sort of health bandwagon. So
Yeah.
I think you can literally.
You're the one
who
drinks alcohol. Your son doesn't.
Well, maybe like don't some people use lemons?
No, because it just makes your hair lighter. Just look whack. It just goes this shitty light color. Like I used to use lemon sun in. You can get a whole bunch of these natural things that just make your hair just go this whack. It looks like wood, like light wood.
Okay.
It's really yuck. Okay. And so I reckon you either
go the full blown.
Yeah, I mean it could be worth going to a salon. Like a professional, like if you are worried about hurting.
Goggles.
Or they give you all of that.
What happens with your eyebrows? Because I was like if we have a look at the photo, I don't think I had. No, you said bring up the photo so you can see it as well.
I'm looking, I have a feeling I don't have,
I don't really have eyebrows.
Not that many, no.
And so you'll get, the interesting thing with you is you've got really dark eyebrows. Do you need to do anything with them?
No.
People don't bleach your eyebrows.
No, you're not touching his eyebrows.
Not touching the eyebrows.
Takes too long to grow back. Okay. I would, but so
the hair's fine though. It grows back.
Yeah, your hair would grow back. You just have
so, look, so as long as Jem can fix it, and
what do you mean fix it? So how long mean, will you have? Like, are you going?
Well,
to,
it won't be. It'll be less than a week.
What
to fix it? So as in, you can't get it gone, dude. Bleach is what it's. Bleached.
Not permanent though.
No, it's not permanent, but like 5 years isn't permanent.
No, mate, we're not doing 5 years.
No, hang on. I don't think you understand what this means.
I thought it's just fixed in like 2 weeks.
No, fixing. No. Your hair growing out is what fixes it. So if you want to grow out blonde hair, you have to start from the start.
Which
so
how's the regrowth?
It will look sick.
You'll look quite fashionable. I'm serious. I think it will look great.
I think he will look. Oh. He will look young babes or something.
I don't know about that.
Blondes have more fun.
Yeah, and then we could do a whole video series about
that's so full on.
How much more fun blondes have? What would a blonde guy do?
3D deal. What do you think?
I think either Mace needs to grow up and just do it.
Yeah.
And not worry about it. It's hair. It grows back.
Yeah.
Well, yours does like, anyway. 97. Like, it's pretty selfish if you don't.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
It is.
Mate, selfish is going for 50 likes. You could have gone for 100.
Well, so we can get to, guys, let's get it to 100 likes so the baby doesn't cry.
We'll get that easy to 100.
And hang on. When are we going to do it?
What are you reading over there?
I need to see how long it's going to take.
What are you typing in?
How long does bleached hair take to fix?
Define fix. You need
go back to brown.
Grows out.
How long will it take?
What
to go
you
back
bleach
to
isn't going to go back to brown. It's the new stuff underneath.
Yeah, so how long do you reckon it will take to grow?
How long it's taken me to grow my hair?
Yeah, well, my hair's been growing for like a year and a half.
Yeah, but you get fresh cuts for the
boys. No, I don't take any length off. It's just a
what?
I mean, the thing is, we're pretending like Mr. 97 cares about his hair. Where do you get your hair cut done?
Yeah, Bieber Hair Academy.
Yeah, it's a hair academy. It's you have
young
trainees who aren't even qualified cutting your hair.
I think it looks sick.
And so, but I think that the other great thing about the whole thing is it requires a new photo shoot.
Yeah, definitely.
updated Star Now profile. Okay, so when are we going to do it?
It will have depth to his modelling portfolio. So yeah, blonde, brown.
But it's also a talking point. Imagine every single time a guest comes in.
Casey Neistat did his hair like fully blonde like that. And do you remember that?
That's right.
And he never mentioned why he did it. But everyone was like saying shit about it. But anyway, it was because his daughter wanted daddy to have blonde hair. Yeah. Like, you know, daddy to have the same hair, okay, which was kind of cute. Yeah. You could imagine that. Bodhi, don't do that.
I've switched things up in the last 2 days.
What do you mean? What do you mean switch things up?
Well, I've sort of had a slight rebrand.
Turned over a new leaf?
Mm.
Okay. I mean, the problem, I don't look at any of the things you've done in the last 2 days as
substantial.
I don't see them as cemented in your mm-hmm. ritual because you're a guy that has talked 2 days in about many things.
Yeah. What about the hat
backwards? Day guy? Oh, yeah, that's nice. That looks good. Have you been having that? I don't even know.
Yesterday I did it.
Actually, don't ever fucking do that when I'm on the show with my hat.
What do you guys think?
What did you do?
I like it.
My hat's backwards.
Yeah, you're copying me and TJ.
You look good. I like it. No, these hats are great. So
I think it sort of suits you.
It means that you don't have to. It sort of fixes the sides of my hair because the sides sort of it gets a bit buffy.
Have you had that like that all day?
No, I just do it for the show.
Ah, fair enough.
You had it mostly yesterday, though.
Yeah, it was actually because the video that we did of me taking photos of Mr. 97.
Yeah.
I thought I looked okay with the hat backwards.
I didn't just imagine. I text Josh most times we release a video and just say, how many times have you watched that?
Mm. And especially highlights.
I did it with the highlights, the 400 video. Mm. You should check it out. But he said, went out on when? Oh, we made it on a Friday.
And on the Saturday morning it was actually, not Friday. No, I said Friday night, but it was on a Saturday morning.
But we didn't release until the Sunday. Yeah, and correct. before it had even gone out to the public, 100 times on the couch.
Yeah, just sitting watching it. We were just celebrating our achievements of what we've done.
Weren't you sitting there laughing to yourself?
Yeah, I was laughing. That's just like, this is so good, but how funny is this that I'm doing this? Just watching it over and over and over again. I think we all do that, don't we?
No, you're really specifically, you know, you get right into that.
Just playing stuff over and over and over again.
Well, it frustrates me when we're editing something and you want to play it from the start again. I'm like, I've seen the start. I'm just doing this bit here, this bit here, this bit here.
Yeah.
I can just go back to the bit I'm working on and then play it all out because you should work in stages. But anyway.
I understand that. Emails. We've had emails.
Yeah, we have. Was that all that you were mentioning about the change over the last couple of days?
It was my hat.
Good. Fuck, I'm glad I didn't mention anything then because I thought you were referring to something else.
What do you mean?
I thought you were referring to your food habits.
Oh, I've got that. That's all part of Organized August.
Yeah.
Because, my thing is this is like New Year's resolutions, all that stuff. It takes me a while to get the momentum. It's like this morning I was like, I'm determined not to be late. I'm going to tell you a time. I'm going to be there.
I'll just fucking read the text message that came through. So that was your mission.
Well, I messaged
this
early on. Like I messaged you last night because I realized that we sometimes have a whip in the morning at AU79, great cafe.
Yeah, and I'm always early. I'm usually early to everything I go to.
Yeah.
And you messaged me at 8:01. We're meant to meet.
At 8. Before that, I set the expectation of what I wanted to do, which was that going to leave.
Oh yeah, whatever. I don't need. Baby doesn't need to tell me when you're going to leave your house. Okay. You sort your shit out. Yeah. I'm controlling
I thought it took 20 minutes to get from my place to the cafe, and then I realized that I've been underbaking it by 10 minutes.
I don't think it's the underbaking it because today you're late. And it was 8:01 a.m. this morning. Mm-hmm. And you said, 4 minutes away. Sorry for the delay. No joke. My shoelaces were not. And I spent 5 minutes fixing it.
It actually did happen where I was like, it was so annoying. And the more I actually, it reminded me of, it must have been some form of stress. It was actually a boxing. I was watching like a video on like what you need to do when you're boxing.
Mm.
And you actually need to just calm down and go slow.
Mm.
And that's literally the moment, like I was getting so frustrated with my laces. Cause I'm like, if I leave now, I'll be on time. And the fucking thing was just getting more and more knots.
I sometimes, this might be weird, but I like do things in life and I pretend like I have to get this done and there's someone about to come in with a machine gun and kill us all. And so I'll be like,
it's a good way to get an edit done.
I need to sort of pack up all this and there's no mistakes. Like I pretend I'm Jason Bourne.
That's fun. Do you guys do that or?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
I sometimes do the stuff of like if I don't cross the road before it goes red, I'm going to have a shit day.
No, I get
that. Is that a good thing or no?
No, I get it with the stepping, like I'm stepping.
Yeah. If I step on this line, if I step on the crack of concrete.
Yeah. It's on the edge before it becomes a serious problem.
Yeah. I think it's all fine, but it does ruin my fucking day. you'll know that if I didn't cross the road in time. But we got a nice email from Ian.
Mm. Ian, what a champion.
Yeah, so Ian wrote in and he's like, hey boys, my son Justin sent me episode 391, which was Should I Have a Kid? We were talking about parenting.
Yeah, I read that first bit and I was like, oh no, what did we say? Because I can't remember.
I never remember what we said.
Well, yeah. I can't remember. Good 390, after that one. 391, I know what episode that was. As soon as, with a little bit of prompting. Mm. And
what do you mean?
I just looked up what episode 391 was. What one was, and it was when we had KFC in the office. It was that Fat Friday we had KFC. It was a great episode.
Yeah.
And so his son Justin sent it to him, and Justin really enjoyed it. And Ian actually put Justin onto the Daily Talk Show in the first place.
Thank you, Ian, for passing it on.
But he wanted to say, Tommy, you are right. Being a parent can be hard, and life is constantly presenting challenges along the way, but I can honestly say I wouldn't change a thing. Being a parent for me has been awesome. I feel so proud of what my kids have become. I'm very excited for the future you have in front of you, Tommy. Mm. I think you'll enjoy every second as a parent. Loving the Daily Talk Show. Keep up the good work, boys.
That's lovely. Nice.
It's lovely. I think we're talking about
whether you should have a kid or not.
Yeah, but then I could imagine it was resonating with him where I was saying how I love that I'll be able to just hang out with Bodhi, call him, have lunch with him. He's in that stage now.
Yeah, yeah. Where he goes for bike rides, like mountain biking with his son. Yeah. And they both hit the gym together and stuff.
Don't you want to be selfish? No, not with me and Bodes. But don't you want to be selfish? Bodes.
When are we going to start calling him Bodes? Is that a thing now?
Well, he
Bodes.
I just call him whatever, Bobo.
Bodes.
Bubba.
Bodes is cool.
Bodes.
Bodes would get he would get bikes. But like when he's got his license, I can imagine like him having a Hilux.
With the number plate Bodes.
Bodes, and he would be able to fit three motorbikes on the back.
Oh, yeah.
You, me, him.
You're not riding a motorbike.
Why not?
He'd give you the Peewee 50.
Yeah, that's a motorbike.
No, but don't you think like isn't
when
you,
50 is a motorbike.
When you read a message like that, do you think, oh, like that's, but you know, if I was just to be a bit selfish and have a kid for myself, like have a kid for those things.
How about this? Can I also say, you know how I keep getting this ingrown hand on my chin?
Have we all around the office, even Trey Dellis messaged in and said, I've got something for that.
I didn't see this.
Oh, he said something about it was like pimples. Anyway, a makeup artist friend messaged the page and said,
what do I need to do?
Oh, I mean, he's probably spruiking a product, but what you need to do is stop fucking picking your face.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to pull the hair.
You've actually pulled off half your fucking face. It's phenomenal. Well, of the funniest moments. I've mentioned this before. We're in a meeting and Josh gets rocked up. It looked like there was a golf ball in his cheek. And I had to contain my fucking laughter. Contain myself.
It fucking hurts, but that's why I'm actually struggling. Funny. I'm struggling to talk today.
It's because you've picked it. Like I haven't a child.
Picking it sounds like I'm like a kid with school sores.
Then which you're it's bleeding.
Is it bleeding? Is it bleeding? He said, look at it.
It's disgusting.
It's not that bad.
Absolutely disgusting.
Anyway, it hurts, so it's very hard to talk. But you're talking about having a kid or not having a kid. Mm. I saw this headline of an article. Just
just when you were procrastinating on news.com.au.
Yeah, that did happen.
what a dump yard.
There's a bunch on that Ushi. Is it called Ushis?
Oh, yeah. We were talking about it yesterday. The little Lion King toys. Yeah. Saw one upstairs. Hasn't been offered yet to me. Deal got it. He probably wants to take it home.
Yeah, I kind of do.
You don't even know what's in it, dude.
No, I know. It's a surprise.
When are you going to? Till when?
When he goes back to Canada.
When I go back to Canada.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, because the...
But you've got lots of home, so I'll take
it. Yeah, you can have them. But the thing I was starting to think about is, should I open them first before I give them, just in case it's a really fucking good one?
Mm. Nah. Just give them over.
So I just need to give them over and hope that it's not worth...
I don't know. You couldn't sell shit anyway. Like, you...
I'd give it to Mason to...
Yeah, but he'd profit 95% of the earnings.
Oh, this is there's literally on the rare Simba, 100K.
Where? Yeah. Who's paying that, though?
No, well, the sale fell through, so it's back up on eBay for 999,000. No, sorry, 99,000, yeah.
No one's fucking buying that.
It's ridiculous.
So the rare Simba, interesting. I mean, this is the thing. Amy worked for the company, the advertising agency that looked after the tiny, like the mini items or the... that Coles were doing, the mini shop, and they were everywhere at the office. They had all the mini shop stuff. It's like if you jumped on it early and you could maybe sell them like quickly, but then just every Gronk gets them. So it's over. But what's his headline for sure?
Daily Mail. Sex and the City writer Candace Bushnell, 60, admits she regrets choosing a career over having children as she is now truly lonely. Truly alone, sorry.
I mean,
it's annoying.
I mean, it's a hard, like if you can't, like if your situation is you cannot have kids.
Surely the answer isn't you either have kids or are alone.
No, I mean, she's reflecting on probably where she made the conscious decision.
I mean,
decision.
It's Daily Mail, it could have been fucking all made up.
It's an opinion piece.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know. No, she didn't say that. It was my opinion that she must have been lonely.
You would have to be.
Oh, it's absolute garbage. Yeah. So thank you, Ian. That was a very kind email.
When are we doing the hair stuff?
I think I need to have a rethink.
Mate, you need to approach life with less thought.
No. This is
what are you rethinking? What's your issue?
It's gonna take a year.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean to get it.
This is the thing. It could look fucking awesome.
I know, it could look rad.
Or
I think
horrific.
I think what's gonna happen is we're gonna fade it out from the sides, and so the sides you'll lose the sides quite quickly. And then the top we're just gonna have this
super like sharp.
Far out. Dude, you're going to look real Californian. Yeah. You know, you're going to look fucking ready for Santa Monica Beach, top off. Ready,
it's
going to
look great.
Ready to
and so her. What's your concern? So 6 months, 12 months of not
maybe,
looking.
Maybe I should just get a buzz cut. Just get a two and
just
then
cut,
just
cut your
the
hair,
whole thing.
Your
and
hair
then
no,
first.
But that's what happens. Yeah. Like if you dye it now, we'll see how it looks. Keep it long for a couple of weeks. But then after that,
if you
can do
it,
what you want. Just like shave it down, dye it brown. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You got contacts.
If you dye it brown, do you have to? I think you have to go from to red first.
Don't complicate it, mate.
No, because you
are
have
the
to go to
king
get,
of
so,
complicated.
So
shit.
my brother, when we were kids, my auntie was looking after us, and Mum wouldn't let him colour his hair black. But our auntie was minding us, and Jake said, "Oh no, we're allowed." Mum said, "I'm allowed." And so Mum came home, and Jake had jet black hair.
Yeah, but it was a real thing back in the day. It was like jet black. Offspring, Blink-182, like the punk rock, jet black, or an old grandma.
And so, in regards to timing, I guess should we do it tomorrow?
Yeah, we can do it this week.
Actually, I think Gemma's in Sydney.
Yeah,
we need to work out Gemma's availability.
This week, blonde, platinum.
What's today, Tuesday?
Looking like an
Tuesday,
absolute
Tuesday,
babe.
Yeah.
Surely we could do it by Thursday.
Just to sort of finish us off for the show, it's going to happen. He's going to dye his hair.
Bleach, yeah.
He's going to bleach his hair.
Is there a difference?
Is dye bleach?
I don't know. One sounds cancerous, the other
dying
sounds.
Dying is adding color. Bleaching is removing color.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah.
That's good.
So maybe you can dye it
blonde. No, you can't dye blonde because it's too dark.
All right, we're removing all pigment and it will go from a crisp, dark.
So I guess we need to work out the tone, like the exact.
I don't.
Are we going for?
I was looking at your photo. I'm not doing that. That's orange.
Yeah. No. This is why.
So you
want to
go white?
I actually think we have to go to a hairdresser because they're the ones that are accountable. If we're going packet mix, high chance it could go orange.
I want you to look like the guy from, I think it's called Diners, Drive-Ins and Dive.
Guy Fieri.
What's his name?
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri? How do you spell his last name?
F-I-E-R-I.
Yep.
Oh, no.
What do you think?
No.
Guy Fieri.
Did he just come to?
Absolutely not. No.
Did you actually already Dill, you already commented on mine.
Yeah,
though,
I'm already across it.
Yeah,
Guy Fieri.
It's perfect. Like,
he's,
look at that.
He's actually one of the mechanics on like Pimp My Ride or something.
Oh yeah. No, he's literally got a show called
Diners, Drive-Ins and Dives.
It's actually like Pawn Shop. It's literally like.
Yeah.
Sick. Love that show.
All right, and I think that part of it is if you're going to go to all that effort to do the hair, I think we need to work out slight adjustments in your outfit so it doesn't look silly. Because I think your current fashion,
it would look so good. I think you look good right now. I think he's going to look like a real peacock, and I love it.
All right, this is and what is your concern? Like, so say if it was in for 6 or 12 months, what's the concern?
Well, I mean, you can just shave it right to a two.
Yeah, but who are you trying to impress?
No one. I just don't want whack hair.
Why?
So you hold a lot of worth in your head.
Yeah, it's great hair. I don't need to damage or ruin it.
It's not going to ruin it.
So if it doesn't ruin it and it's six to 12
months.
We're
not going to know until afterwards, are we?
Yeah, no. I think you'll be fine. It's going to look so good. I'm actually, every time I see him, I just imagine it.
I love it. I'm so
it's the pumped. Shirley Temple of our show, which you wouldn't understand that reference. Look up Shirley Temple. All right.
I did think, and it was on the back of your organized August. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is I don't like being told what to do. I don't like being told what to do for my month of August. Okay. And so I know you
have
wouldn't
appreciate it. Have you ever done dry in July? You either did or you didn't.
No. I have never done it. I did it on radio, but I think I did it on the radio show, but never outside of doing it for a bit of gear. I'm doing dry
least, like,
2019.
Yeah.
And so I always think, like, I think BMAC, love you. I think he broke one of, he's doing dry July, but I think he bought out for a night. I might be wrong. Mm. Maybe there's someone else I'm getting mixed up with, but people like
or
buy
you're not
out.
To say it. Is that
people,
why?
No, you can buy out. Like, you can you donate to get out. You know, it's like a free pass, a leave pass. It's like
it's full blown.
It's bullshit.
Problems
it's bullshit.
If you're doing that.
Yeah, I know. It's
and so
for
what are you
thinking? Cause.
So
are
you going to do? So we had a great response. I asked on Instagram, and I did it before. The funny thing is, you can tell who said yes before they listened to the show, and who.
Oh, yeah.
Like who responded after the show, because people who responded after the listening to the show were more likely to say nah based on the bullshit you guys were saying. Don't you think?
The case we built, you mean?
Yeah. And
no,
so
you're trying to run this off a poll that you've put out on Instagram stories.
So the people who CJ, Harry, Michael, Kate, Leary, Sam, Josh, Jem, Ruru, Jen, JB, Emma, Bree,
I mean,
Jake,
they've signed up. This is like
Grace,
signing a form.
Charlotte.
Where you don't know
Corinne,
what you're actually signing up for. Yeah, I'll be a part
Alexandra,
of that.
Alexandra,
I don't know what it's
Phil, Michelle, Rosie, Penny, Jordan,
that's enough. That's
Joe
enough.
And me.
Rosie like my cat.
Is that your cat?
Yes, correct. That was your cat. That was
thanks
nice.
For drawing credibility to his poll on Instagram. Yeah. Anyway, my point is there's no clear objective or outcome from the month of committing to August, you know, organized August. I messaged the boys last night and I said, how about you guys pick something that you want to focus on for the month?
As part of organized August.
Of August.
Yeah.
No, yours is organized August. I'm saying I'll pick something that doesn't have to be around organization. I don't think it's what I need right now.
What do you mean?
I don't need organization.
Everyone needs to be organized.
Yeah, but I don't think I'm not trying to optimize my organization at the moment.
Yeah.
But you are.
Mm.
And that's okay. And I support
you. We're
all
on different paths.
Yes, and that's my point. So I want to I've still got one more day. I've still got July 31st.
Bad attitude.
July 31st tomorrow.
Start today.
To work it out. Mate, if there's anyone who's got staying power in this team, it's me.
Staying power? What do you mean?
Oh, fucking committing to exercise.
Are you still doing it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, because I haven't seen any.
Drinking.
That's very good. Drinking.
All the
not drinking.
Not drinking. So I'm going to pick something and I will have it by August 1st.
Maybe yours, Mr. 97, could be Hats August. Just wear hats every day.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a beanie August.
He looks sick. I think he's going to look sick. Maybe we can get you decked out in some itch pig head to toe. That'd be sick.
He's going to look so good. I'm fucking pumped. Maybe we could get him to be the itch pig model.
Oh, yes.
Yes. We would do all the photos. We can get skateboard. Have you ever skateboarded before?
No, the only time I did it, I knocked out my two front teeth.
All right.
Were they your kid's teeth?
Yeah, yeah.
What are they called?
No, still no good. You know, I mean, you got two pairs, but.
Like, I remember seeing someone's whole tooth when I was, because I used to be on yard duty all the time. Like, I'd walk around with the teachers.
Oh, so someone just pulled it out.
No. They fucking knocked their front teeth out. It was huge. So long.
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's no good. You don't want to break your teeth. No. It's fucking annoying. Anyway. So picking something for August that I'll commit to across 31 days.
What are you thinking? What's the vibe?
Because I've already got that going. It would only be
what else could it be?
I don't know, some form of commitment to creating something around that.
Okay, 100 videos?
In 31 days. Kill me. I already do 31 videos in 31 days for the Daily Talk Show, but it could be something around that. It could be something around creating stuff for our Instagram account. I won't go as selfish as yours, but 3D
organized. I've got a whole community. I'm actually going to email out using our Daily Talk Show Gronk Squad. I'm going to do a special email to them all about it, starting August 1, inviting everyone.
Well, now it's going to be, who are you getting on board with? Is it myself, 3D Deal? I want you to pick one. Yep. And Mr. 97, I want you to pick something.
Now, you asked them last night.
Did you want to dial into? No, I just prepped them. Okay. Unless he's picked.
I know what mine's meditation.
Oh, great. 31 days of meditation.
Yep.
Back. That's great.
What's the wave? Like, what's the branding?
What do you mean?
Doesn't need to be.
Oh, the name
doesn't need to be fucking rhyming. You don't need the domain to actually commit to something.
Meditation August.
It would definitely be available. That would be.
Now, what could it be? But in all seriousness,
it doesn't. Think about that. So you want to do meditation? 3D deal. What do you want to do?
Running.
Run okay, August. Great.
Like, want to get back into an active lifestyle because I've been eating a bit too many meat pies.
Yeah.
But I think it's probably the Tim Tams and the peanut butter. That's right.
Do you know what the funny thing is? These are all about being organized. You're all fucking doing organized August.
Yeah, but it's our own version of it.
Organized August.
The thing is, you have a pushback on
the organized bit.
Because I don't know what you're talking about. Because you don't even know what you're talking about.
Being organized.
You're the dude. You're a used car salesman selling the biggest piece of shit.
I don't think I've been allowed to sell it.
Well, you don't actually. What are you doing? What are you doing across the month of August?
Okay, no. In all seriousness, this can be the bit that's describing it.
But if you've only thought about this since last night,
I've been. Why would I have brought it up? It was literally in Asana.
So yesterday,
I put a note on Sunday.
Yesterday, you still couldn't communicate what you're doing for August.
Okay, are you ready? This is all seriousness. Okay. Have you ever said, "I want to be doing something"? But you're not doing it. I've been in that position, and that's why I'm starting Organized August. Organized August is all about getting organized through doing the things that you've been meaning to do for your whole life, whether that's doing your washing.
Don't buy this ebook. This sounds like network marketing 101. This is all bloody sizzle. There's no stake. What are you actually doing? What are the tangibles from this 31 days?
In 31 days, you'll be feeling better.
No, she's still selling.
Physical. What is the stake bit?
Something tangible.
So Mason meditated for 31 days straight.
Yeah.
3D deal, he's still working on that.
He'll run a certain amount of K's.
Yeah.
I'm going to run 200 kilometres in the month of August.
Oh, geez. All right, mate. Fucking
how many loads of washing are you going to do, Josh?
Big promises. 200 K. I mentioned to him yesterday entering a fun run.
200 Ks. I've made that mistake before.
You don't think I can do it? I'll challenge you, Josh.
So, no, he won't be able to do that.
Yes.
That's for certain.
Thank you for jumping in.
You're leaving in 27 days. You're leaving it. So you've got to cut
yours.
So I'll
have to do 227 then.
Wait, so.
Just 10K a day.
Sorry?
10K every couple of days.
No, 10 kilometers a day.
Wouldn't it? No, but that's 270K. Yeah, so it would be. Still, like, you've got to be fit enough to be able to do that many Ks.
How many do you think you could run now?
I could probably do 7.
Okay.
Easily.
Non-stop. Can we follow you on Strava or something?
Yeah, I'm on Strava.
Okay.
I'll create a
I'll post it on the Daily Talk Show.
Like, when we'll are you doing the first one?
Sorry?
When are you doing the first one?
You went last night. But it doesn't count.
You ran
August.
Last night?
Yeah.
For how long?
40 minutes.
So it doesn't count. So he's just getting some pre-training.
Which is, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
1st of August is when the actual miles.
Starts.
Kilometers. Yeah, I'm glad you're Canadian.
So you want specific too. You want specific things?
I need specific things. I haven't given you mine yet, but okay. You're organized August. It's like saying happy January.
So
have you wanted to be happier in your life?
Okay, so I'll do it less salesy. In the end of August, I'll say I'm going to know what I'm having for breakfast every day, the night before.
No, sorry, I've got to support
is
you.
Is that not good you. Or no? I'll know what I'm having. I'll know what book I'm doing my morning pages in.
Okay.
Because it's always a big fucking problem.
You'll know what book you're doing, but you won't do your morning pages.
No, I'll
you
do
just know the book.
No. I'll do the morning book. I'm trying to make it.
He calls himself a content guy. At least you guys are going to have something to report back on.
But what I'm saying is you're trying to say make it practical. I would say you will every day do morning pages. But the reality is the first step is getting organized. My biggest issue is my fucking books are all in
this
the office.
You know what's getting organized? Going to the gym and actually buying a membership. No, that's organized. I got myself to the gym. I'm organized now. I've bought the membership. That's basically being organized.
And I was organized. That was a very effective part of my life.
Has not been the organizational part. It's about the actual action of doing a certain something.
All right. Action August.
Love it. Love it. Action August. I'm happy with that. Action August. How did we not come up with that? It's Mr. 97's action is
meditation.
Are you
doing action? So we're all doing action?
I'm up for Action August.
Yep. Okay.
Love it.
Great.
Rebrand to Action August.
All right. Okay,
all right. And so rebrand. I get to do everything I
want
to do.
Do
action,
what you
my
want,
breakfast.
Man. Do what that, yeah.
Okay.
And but I think it's like spreadsheet. Maybe you could actually create a spreadsheet that people
I need
can
to
jump in
it
and
on
look
Instagram.
At.
Right now.
We're doing a show. He's doing this mid-show. Jesus.
Everyone change your plans. It's no longer organized August. It is
Action August.
They can't hear you through the mic. Are you going to get involved? Tell us in the next Insta story. Fuck, I'm not very good at doing that.
And on that note,
it's a daily talk show. Looking forward to organized August, everyone. 3DD will be running. Mr. 97 will be meditating. I will be doing everything ranging from getting the morning pages book to having breakfast dialed in. And TJ, what are you doing? You don't even know yet.
Mate, I said I've got another – I'm announcing it on August 1.
Right. Do you actually know or no?
I've got a few ideas, but I'm
just
looking –
Just name two, just so it's
I've
action,
already talked
action,
about
action.
It. I've already talked about it.
Okay, I can't
Could be
remember.
Something within the creation space. Could
okay,
be something
make
in
something.
The activity outdoors. The thing I have to consider – I cannot be selfish to my wife and my baby.
Okay,
it's hard. Ian, you got me.
It's a shift.
You know my vibe. It's hard.
No, I appreciate it. Breakfast, all these things are good for everyone involved for me. So, all right, it's a Daily Talk Show. We'll see you Wednesday. And if you've got any tips on this bleaching thing, hi at thedailytalkshow.com. What do we need to know? We're going to need a fucking something to cover your clothes. You're going to have to.
Yeah, I don't want to do it here because I don't want any bleach going anywhere on these carpets. You'd have to completely remove them. I think we go to a salon.
Yeah, I like that idea. All right. Sounds good. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.